First off, Bill, let's talk a bit about the convention coming up this weekend. What's all on the agenda for this year?
Well, the first part of the convention obviously is dedicated to the YFA group, and we're really excited this year. For the first time, we've gone past the 400 mark. There's going to be over 400 young farmer and agriculturalists in attendance. That's just phenomenal. That's the largest gathering of young farmers anywhere in the state, maybe even in the nation on a statewide basis.
What do you think has been the key to the growth in the Young Farmer Program for you?
I don't know if it's been any one particular thing, but it's just like we kept poking and prodding around in that YFA program, making changes, doing tweaks, good staff leadership at the state level. And you know what? I think that young people today have an excitement about agriculture that hasn't been there for decades. And I think that's part of what we're seeing. It's so critical to have a growing, vibrant organization. It gets everybody more enthused, more committed. And it makes us more capable, really. When you can reach across generations and kind of join forces, so to speak, it just makes us much more effective.
Along that line, moving this thing to the Kalahari a few years back certainly made it conducive to young families, didn't it?
Absolutely, and that was one of our major intentions with moving it to the Kalahari. We wanted the young families to feel welcome, and we wanted it to be an environment that they could feel comfortable participating in. So yes, that was a huge improvement to our annual meetings. We have doubled our attendance since we moved to the Kalahari.
Now, speaking of the annual meeting, anything in particular on the agenda this year?
I'd have to say that aside from, you know, the regular, you know, recognizing all of the individual efforts and handing out the awards, the staff is kind of focused it on my retirement. I'm not sure if that's because they're so happy to see me go or if...
Not going to let you back out, is what it is. How many years has it been?
I have just completed, or I'm about to complete, my ninth year as president and my 24th year on the state board of directors.
You've seen a lot of changes over those years.
Oh my goodness! Nothing ever stays the same. But particularly, you know, within our organization, I see the change with the increased number of young farmers. I see increased activities by our county organizations. And then on the political front, oh my goodness, we've been involved in issues everywhere from helping to craft national dairy policy to trying to keep the Department of Labor from messing up our ability to have our kids with us working alongside of us on our farm. So it's, you know, there's always issues, there's always things to work on.
In the 9 years as president, any estimate as to how much time you have spent either in the state capitol or in the U.S. capitol?
State staff... Our staff has really done the bulk of the work in our state capital. I've spent some time there, not a great deal, but I've probably traveled to the nation's capital 4 or 5 times a year, especially the last 9 years. So it's been cumulatively, I suppose, weeks, you could say.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that Farm Bureau has a stronger influence in state government, in federal government today, than what it had 9 years ago?
I think that we do, and I don't take credit for that. I want to give credit to to all of those that work for Farm Bureau. Not only that, but all of the volunteers that just kind of step up to the plate. And when we've got a cause to champion, we send the word out, and they come running. It's really that family atmosphere, pulling together when it's needed, that I think has caused us to become more effective.
Looking back on the 9 years, if people look back at this as Bill Bruin's time, what would you like to be remembered as this was the greatest accomplishment during the Bill Bruin's years?
I don't know if I can pinpoint any one particular thing, but I do know that I have seen the development of both the Farm Bureau staff and the rural staff to the point where there's a tremendous amount of synergy between the two entities, and that has really, I think, changed our ability to make an influence in the community and in the state. Our vision statement that was crafted by our board of directors shortly after I was elected president is to lead a dynamic and growing agriculture. And dynamic fits agriculture in Wisconsin. It's constantly changing and evolving. And growing certainly fits it because we're seeing growth, for example, in milk production in Wisconsin at a time when our biggest competitors, like California, have seen declines in milk production. So a very positive agriculture environment here in the state.
Given that the number of farms are declining and yet your membership has been strong, has to be a good feeling for your organization.
Absolutely. We've just finished the fifth year of growth in membership in our organization. When you have declining membership numbers, it kind of has a tendency to cast a pall, a negative, throws cold water on an organization. So to have membership growth has really been crucial.
There have been times that you, as a state organization, have been at odds with the American Farm Bureau. Tough decision at times?
Well, I guess maybe if there's one quality I do have, and that is that I tend to call a spade, and I'm not known as a shrinking violet when it comes to controversy. So I've always approached my job as president from the perspective of what's best for Wisconsin Farm Bureau and ultimately what's best for Wisconsin agriculture. And so I haven't had any problem with expressing disagreements with the American Farm Bureau. But to that, I think that our relationship with American Farm Bureau today is as good or maybe quite possibly better than it's ever been. And I think a lot of that ties to what's American Farm Bureau policy on dairy now is what we have been advocating for. So we're on the same page with dairy policy for the first time, I think, in in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Which really is kind of an about face for American Farm Bureau, is it not?
It really is. And obviously we weren't the only influence, there with that, but, what the challenge has always been, is to try to get the southern states, the ones with a very large membership in American Farm Bureau, to understand what's important in the big picture for dairy policy. They look at it through the lens of a few hundred farmers and a few thousand cows, and it's difficult for them to understand our perspective here in Wisconsin. So that's been our challenge, but I've kept pecking away at it, and so now we're at the point where we are.
All right, we talked a bit about accomplishments. What about I would have liked to have accomplished this yet, but ran out of time?
Well, ran out of time, I don't know. I'm leaving feeling good about the position our organization is. We're strong, we're growing, but that's not to say that there aren't going to be challenges going forward. And I kind of teased the board of directors about that at our last board meeting. But one of the looming challenges I see for agriculture and Farm Bureau is going to have to play a role in this is that we have a nation of illiterate consumers when it comes to food. And that's not so bad, but being illiterate, they're being influenced by special interest groups, by regulators, by legislators, and they basically will believe anything that they're told. And that puts production ag in a pretty dangerous position. So we've got a lot of work to do to try to counteract that.
Consumer education and legislative education, the key factors here.
I call it ag literacy.
Where to from here?
Well, I've been running pretty fast, pretty hard for a pretty long time, and I've really not had time to reflect on where to from here, and so I'm going to take the next while to just kind of reflect and think about where to from here. But I'm I'm not going to just stall out completely because I'm still serving on the DNR board and I'm also president of our local school board at the time. So,
what will your advice be to your successor?
I just simply have told the board that whoever it is, I don't intend to lead from the grave. I'll be on the sidelines cheering him on to victory.
When you step on that stage for the last time on Monday, what's the message going to be?
Well, it's obviously going to be a lot of thanks for all of the efforts of everybody to make our organization what it is, and to give them a challenge or two going forward as to what I see happening down the road.